The news for those living next to this heap of filth has come as a bombshell, and they're angry.
All the residents have gone through the fire, the smells, the rodents, and they're trying to make money off this situation, that this is a day in, day out living hell. How they think that's possible, I don't understand. It's really annoyed me.
Earlier this year, Channel 4 News revealed that much of this site near Wigan in Greater Manchester is owned by the King as part of his Duchy of Lancaster estate. But tonight, we can show how the King's officials tried to profit from this mess and palm off the bill for the massive clean-up needed onto the taxpayer. We've obtained correspondence between Wigan Council and the Duchy of Lancaster lawyers. In it, the Duchy lawyers fully recognise the dump is toxic with major liabilities. But because they own it under medieval law, they accept no liability for the clean-up. But in a letter to the council on July the 21st last year, the King's lawyers suddenly made an extraordinary offer to Wigan Council. It may be possible to sell the land to you. Any sale would have to be at the open market value, and the Duchy of Lancaster's valuers and our costs would have to be paid as well. So at this stage, we know that the King's officials realise this place is toxic. They know the liability for paying for the clean-up is going to be huge, and they want to hand it on to someone, anyone, frankly, who will take that problem away from them. And the council is their obvious choice. What we also know is that they tried to make money out of it by offering the sale of this land to the council for the commercial rate, and that has never been revealed until tonight.
Well, I think it's totally ridiculous and wrong for anybody to seek to profit from what's happened in this particular case. Wigan Council is a cash-strapped northern council that is trying to do its best for its constituents. And the idea that the royal estate would offer to the council to take the land off its hands for a profit is just wrong.
Medieval law means that much of this dump was given to the king because the previous owner was bankrupt and the land is in the ancient Duchy of Lancaster, part of the king's vast estate. But for months, the duchy has tried to maintain secrecy over the proposed sale deal.
And to me, the profit there is really, really important. If you're offering to transfer the land free of charge so that the council can then get across what's needed to clean it up, that would be one thing. But offering to sell that land so you make a tidy buck on something that is basically a feudal rights-based law in this country is just wrong.
As the months went by in this saga, all the while local people had no notion of what was going on behind the scenes. And that is because Wigan Council was also determined to keep it under wraps. So even when a potential deal to sell the land is on the table, and even when that means, don't forget, the public, the taxpayer, footing a massive bill for the clear-up and not the Duchy of Lancaster, the king, if you like, even all that's happening, Wigan Council says it must all remain quite hidden from the public, citing legal privilege. Finally, after months of Freedom of Information requests, Wigan Council suddenly apologised, changed their mind, released the letters, and out came the truth about the proposed deal. Today the council said they rejected the duchy's sale offer. The duchy says it continues to work with the council for an effective resolution. And it's all left central government stepping in to pay for the clean-up, which means you, the taxpayer, footing the bill. There's no evidence that the king is paying a penny, despite owning much of this site. And the criminals who caused the mess in the first place? Well, thus far, they've simply got away with it.